Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the 9th and 10th chapters of the book of 1 Samuel, we learn of the selection of Israel's first king, Saul. And at the beginning of the 9th chapter, we read, "There was a man of Benjamin whose name was Kish, son of Abiel, son of Zoar, son of Becheroth, son of Ephthi, a Benjaminite, a man of wealth. He had a son whose name was Saul, a handsome young man. There was not a man among the people of Israel more handsome than Saul. He stood head and shoulders above everyone else." So what we discover in this reading is that Saul looked so very good. He was handsome, he was tall, he was commanding, he came from a wealthy family. I mean, what an absolutely perfect choice for Israel's first king. Hebrew people gave up their invisible God as their king and set in place a man who is a vision of beauty and success. Saul appeared to be everything anyone could have hoped for in a leader. He was the kind of person that others looked up to, literally and figuratively, and dreamed of becoming. Yet, while Saul looks so good on the outside, we find out in his stories later on in this book that he had deep character flaws on the inside. He lacked resolve. He was a fearful man. He wound up dying amid a feverish attempt to maintain his power and authority. As it turned out, Saul's servant boy was more resolute and faithful than his master, if you read out this story. It was would have likely been better to have Samuel anoint the young boy instead of his handsome and towering master. And can it be any surprise that once Saul's leadership unraveled, Samuel discovered the next king, not among the tall, strapping sons of Jesse, but in Jesse's youngest boy, the one who is thought unworthy to be anything other or be anywhere other than the fields to tend his father's flocks. You know, leadership is not about looking good on the outside, but rather being good on the inside. Let's pray. Lord, we really do make the same mistakes that Samuel made, and we do it all the time. We're captivated by outward appearances and often overlook internal flaws. And we make purchases, choose friends, and assess investments even based on how good they look on the outside. But that kind of evaluation can lead to disastrous results. We ask that you would help us to be more discerning. In your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful day.